until 8. This is Sports Today.
Yeah, with Brad and Haggis for the Noon Note at yeslines.com.au. Come and join us, 9221 882, or send us an SMS, 19999 677. Tickets to go and see the Derby on the weekend, 240 bounce down at the main stand. If you don't have tickets, make sure you tune into the Carl and the team broadcasting the game. Well, great news this week, Haggis. You'd unearthed this secret some time ago, but Mitch Johnson has rejoined the Scorchers, and he's been good enough to spend a few moments of his time with us. G'day, Mitch.
Doug and Kim, how you doing?
Going extremely well. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. It's nice to be back in the Scorchers colours and the nice bright orange, fiery colours that they are. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Just quickly, how long have you been out of the game, you know, like from the international level?
I think it's 9 months.
Jeez, goes fast, doesn't
it? It does, yeah. I was talking to someone the other day and I couldn't believe how quick it actually has been around, so I feel like I haven't done that much in that time.
Sorry to use a bit of a pun after last night's boxing bout that some of us paid attention to and some perhaps didn't, but how close would you be to your fighting weight?
My fighting weight? Yeah. I'm not too far off it, to be honest. Throughout my cricket career, I sort of stayed around that 93, 94 mark, and I got up to 96, 97 occasionally. So I'm around 95 kilos now. So.
And how fit are you?
I haven't done any running. I've just had a running program sent through to me, so I'm not careful actually. But I haven't done any running, but I've been keeping up in the gym. I'm not sure about doing gym work now, but I'm trying to stay as fit as possible.
We might just get you to twist one way or the other 5 degrees there, Mitch, because you sound like you're in the sauna trying to sweat it out.
I'm not a jockey.
There you go. What attracted you back to the Scorchers?
JL, having a chat with him, and he was really positive. He just wanted me to be around the group. You know, we've got a young group there, and they've done so well over the last couple of seasons. So I think, you know, losing Hoggy, sort of helps me sort of be in there and help these younger guys through. So he just wanted me to, you know, play a bit of cricket, have some fun, and which is what 2020 cricket's all about. The Big Bash has become so huge now, and just to be a part of it, part of the group, and give me an opportunity to mentor some of these young guys and guide them through.
You've touched there on what I'd like to ask you about, Mitch, and that's mentoring or even coaching. Let me throw a double jointed question to you, because I've actually seen you play a little bit of club cricket, and you not only enjoy it, you're almost like a playing coach on the ground, and that's not just your bowlers, it's motivation, it's fielders, it's working with captains and so on. So how much club cricket will you play now that you're back and settled and confirmed to play with the Scorchers, and do you want to coach eventually?
Yeah, I do enjoy my club cricket. I've always said that. I think, you know, your grassroots, that's where you begin, and I've always, you know, kept in touch with my old club Wanderers. Mm-hmm. I was a club president there, and I love getting back to club cricket. So yeah, I enjoy being out there with the boys and trying to help out as much as possible. You know, these young guys love having me down at the club. So look, that's the thing I've got to weigh up now is what sort of coaching do I want to do? Do I want to become a full-time coach? Do mm-hmm. I want to become a bit like Dennis Lilly, you know, was when he was coaching, you know, go on a 2 week trip where, you know, you sort of come in and out, helping different teams or you know, different certain players. So, a specialised sort of coach, I guess. I think the mentoring side of things really appeals to me. You know, I think the mental side of the game is really important and what happens also off the field. So, you know, all that stuff comes into it. And, you know, it's something I've been really thinking about over the last probably six months.
Mitch, tactically, how much has the game advanced and changed and evolved since you first started playing the shorter form of the game?
Tactically, yeah. I mean, 2020 cricket's probably, you know, changed the tactics a lot with the stroke play that a lot of these guys have got now. It's some of these shots that these guys are playing are ridiculous, and it can be quite difficult to bowl to certain guys around the world when they, you know, are stepping across the stumps and you can't really hit that wide line. You haven't really got many options. So, tactically, 2020 has changed the way the game's been played, I think. And, you know, we saw the last test match. It was pretty looked like it was going to be over pretty quickly. It wasn't for the rain, but yeah, I think it's definitely tactically is a huge part that's changed, and that's part of the game that I'm looking forward to helping some of these younger guys with during the big dish. I think it's really important in the game to be prepared when you're playing 2020 cricket. People think it's just a hit and giggle, but I think it's changed a lot since it first started.
The talk and calls around the world, Mitch, to reduce the power of bats, are you one that endorsed that, or do you think they perhaps even should look at some of the rules and regulations and let the bowlers have a bit more latitude, either bowl a bit wider or one down the leg side, for instance, more bounces, whereas limited over cricket, they're all restricted, aren't they?
Yeah, I think it should be an even contest, and I don't think it is that way at the moment. But bowlers have adapted pretty well. We're not going to sit back and complain too much about it. Mm-hmm. The way the game is, but I think the bat's probably too big. They've become ridiculously big, and Davey Warner sort of tried to stand up for that and put his foot in it a little bit by saying, "Well, the edges that he used to get with the skinnier bats used to go to the fielders. Well, that's part of the game, shouldn't be edged, but." Now those edges are flying and almost going completely through them, dead after six, because it's almost like the middle of the bat. There needs to be a few changes, I think, and maybe a little bit more leniency for the bowlers with their short balls or ones that just tickle down leg side. But look, I guess what's the feedback coming from the fans? Do they love seeing moving sixes and boundaries, or would they like to see bowlers knocking the stumps over or putting bats on their bums?
If you like it, is this a chance for you to put your toe back in the water? Could you become a hired gun?
I played IPL this year and I really wanted to test the waters there to see if I could do the 2020 circuit. Mm-hmm. And I played three games out of 14, so I was pretty annoyed and I didn't get a real opportunity. So the training sessions I had then, I felt really good. Pace was up. It's four overs in a game. Body can handle that. Whether I'm going to enjoy it or not, 2020, I've come out and said this before, it's not my favourite game to play, but it's the only game that I'm playing now, so maybe I will enjoy it a bit more. I fail, saying, why don't you just come and play and have a bit of fun? I might really enjoy it a bit more.
What are your commitments to the IPL with the Kings Punjab? Have you concluded your contract?
Yeah, I think it's done. I think it was a 3-year deal, but there was another. I think there was talk about signing up again because the new teams that came in and just having a bit of stability with the new teams having some of their players that they picked up in the auction. So. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going to happen there. It's a fair way down the track still. So, I looked at New Zealand 2020. That's before the Big Bash. The PSL, the Pakistan League in Dubai. The Caribbean League's going off. There's plenty of leagues around. So, I think it's just what commitment do I want to, give.
Yeah, you've always been a fierce competitor, Mitch. When you're watching Sri Lanka and Australia do battle now, does the adrenaline start to flow or do you miss it?
It did. I was watching the first test and watching the Starkey Bowl and the juices started to flow a little bit. And then I remembered how flat those wickets are. So, it quickly turned around and I actually really enjoyed sitting back on the couch and later on in the evening having a beer while watching the boys sweat it out. So I just remember the feeling that you get. I actually sent the boys a text message after the first bowling day.
They bowled well and
got them out cheaply, but
they're doing all their recovery stuff, and I just sent
a cheeky little one there, and the boys sent through them in the recovery. I won't miss that at all.
What's your sneaky go been? Since you've stopped playing? What wouldn't you have had when you were playing? What's your sneaky go now? What have you been? Is it a cake or is it a beer or what is it?
It's everything.
A whole lot.
You go through your career and you're so committed, especially the last probably half of my career, I was really committed and I ate really well and didn't drink a lot and really focused on doing my job and getting the best out of me. So I was pretty focused on that and pretty committed. But
Yeah, now I can have a beer or two. I mean, I've got an investment in Pirate Life beer, craft beer, so I've been drinking a few of those at night time and watching a bit of motorsport as well while I've been sitting at home.
Haggis and I were discussing the other night, and Haggis seems to think by around about 2019, 2020, there might be a different model of coaching involved in, you know, Australian cricket lineups, you know, shorter versions. Is you know, being a specialist fast bowl a coach interest you for Australia?
Yeah, I mean, that is going to track, and maybe it's an option. I mean, Robin Harris is going to be on that track at the moment. He's really getting involved in coaching, and he's got a great setup being in Queensland. You know, he can go into the academy and help out there, and he's gone through his level 3 coaching certificate, so we have the experience, and I've got the experience, but it's just whether I want to start going away again. That's the big thing. Do I want to start travelling away? Like, you know, the amount of time that the guys are away, it's pretty difficult when you've got a small family or a young family. So
obviously, I think the shorter version might be the go when you're away for a few weeks here and there, and yeah, we'll have to wait and see. But I think the mentoring side of things is probably what I'm really sort of interested in and looking at the moment.
Are there plenty of offers flowing into you, Mitch?
No, none. I haven't had any offers, not that I know of. But yeah, look, I mean, I'll be going down to I'll go down to club cricket before the big bash, and I'll help out there, and helping out last season towards the end of the season, and you know, seeing some of these young players come through and trying to help out as much as I can. So
I'll go down. I don't mind.
That's all good for me. I really enjoy that kind of stuff and
interacting with those guys there. So
hopefully offers do come through, and I get a chance to maybe get a taste of it or something like that.
But at the moment, it's been pretty chilled out for me.
Good on you, Mitch. Thanks very much for your time. We really appreciate it tonight. Good luck.
Thanks, lads. I'll see you later.